And Armonte Foreman back home in the Houston area with a nice return.
You know what I think it was? I think that was that Hot for Teacher that the drummers had going right before that kickoff? You can't hear Hot for Teacher and not do something special. You know that drum roll at the beginning of Hot for Teacher?
Mike was all over it downstairs.
And Armonte Foreman is a fiery guy, as yes. We know. Armonte Foreman, the whole Foreman family, including Mr. Foreman. Mr. Foreman does not bite his tongue when he's displeased
yes.
with the direction of the program. Or I guess he doesn't bite his Twitter thumbs.
Boy, I was so drunk by that point in the broadcast. So drunk.
We had a good night. We had a good time that night. Texas.
That doesn't sound, that doesn't sound as professional as I think you should sound when you're doing color commentary.
No,
for the
I think you should
ball.
Be more like that. I think
more like that.
I think your issue, if I could psychoanalyze you,
son of a bitch.
When you go into that role, you think you need to all of a sudden turn into like Chris Collinsworth, sitting there breaking everything down on the radio. You need to be you.
No, I don't. Is that how I sound? Does it sound like I'm trying too hard to break things down?
That's
when I'm
fine.
In the role?
That's what you do.
I just say because I try not to actually. I try to just have fun with it.
I think you had more fun this year.
Okay.
You didn't want to be. You didn't try to be like. Football X's and O's radio.
What am I doing here? I'm sitting here watching a football game.
Exactly.
Having fun with this.
You're having a good time. Yes. What is Hot for Teacher, by the way?
Landry, can you go find Hot for Teacher? Yeah, you'll know it when you hear it.
Okay.
It's an iconic, it's more so an iconic music video than it is a song from the 80s. It's Van Halen when David Lee Roth was the lead singer.
Okay.
And it's a song about being hot for your teacher. Having attraction for your teacher.
Makes sense.
And the teacher in the video is pretty damn hot.
Apparently, a Seth Payne take made Vandermeer do something he thought he'd never do.
Yeah, and for the life of me, I don't know what take it is, and I don't know if he means it's like angry or a bit like, did it make him go like try something new in bed? I don't know what it was. I inspired Vandy, and I don't know if it was for better or for worse.
We don't know what it was. We'll find out 1 hour from right now.
Yeah.
So we will find out. Belichick,
maybe it was something about the bed. Maybe it was like when I the advice I gave about the alphabet thing. Oh, here's Hot for Teacher. You hear that drum? That gets you going. Are you feeling that, Mike? You feeling it? I see ya. You're moving a little bit.
Kind of.
Right here. Hold on. Here we go.
Holding. Do I know this?
Yeah, you know this. You gotta know this. How can you not ever? How are you not moving right now?
Landry, do you know this?
No, but I like it.
You don't know this?
I don't know this. I don't know this.
Yeah. So it's. I'm trying to remember the video. They're like. It's like they're in high school.
This guy's cringing at the desk. He looks like he's got detention because he's the only one in the classroom. He's got some big glasses.
He's the kind of the nerdy guy. Yeah.
Now
he's
all of a sudden,
about to explode.
Now all of a sudden, the classroom is full. The teacher walks out in a blue bikini. She's got kind of some side breasts showing.
Like
she's
down
got
a runway
crown on.
Too. Right. Yeah. Yeah. With like the wind blowing through her hair.
She's dancing. She's got a little. What are those things called that they put over
a
your
sash.
Shoulder in a pageant?
A sash.
It says chemistry. And now all of a sudden she's in another. Now she's in another outfit. She's got a
she
tie on.
Outfits. And, oh, yeah, but it's like a hot, like a sultry tie suit, like pantsuit.
You can tell how times changed because they showed a butt view. It looks like she's got a little bit of panty line. I don't think that would go in these videos these days. And now Van Halen's in orange suits. They're at what looks like a school dance.
Oh, like the prom. Yeah, they're like a band at the prom, right?
They're at a school dance. They're doing like a little spank motion, and they're doing a little Backstreet Boys type dance. One of them just dropped the splits.
That was a glorious era. Oh, man.
That was
David
era.
Lee Roth, who short-lived talk radio host when he took over for Howard Stern on CBS. On CBS Radio after Howard Stern left terrestrial radio.
I guess I need to check this out after the show.
It could be a lot worse.
That's true. There have been worse decisions made in broadcasting.
Yeah, that's a good song, man. I'm going to listen to that on a loop on the way home today.
So you brought this
hear
to my
that,
attention.
Honey? Get yourself ready.
As part of Josh McDaniels going back
you're
to...
You're not wearing a sash and some kind of teacher outfit when I get home. Yeah.
As Josh McDaniels goes back to New England and is going to remain the offensive coordinator with more money, one of the things that came out about it is, according to ESPN.com, Belichick apparently said to McDaniels, I want you to be by my side. I am going to open my world to you, show you how I view roster building, how I look at financials and salary cap. And you ask the question, okay, if Belichick is saying this now to McDaniels, has he done this before with anybody?
Right.
Charlie Weiss, Romeo Crennel, Bill O'Brien, or is this a new thing?
Has he ever sat Charlie Weiss down at a table a year before he took the Notre Dame job and said, I want you to be by my side, Charlie Weiss, Romeo Crennel, Bill O'Brien. I'm going to open my world to you,
show you how I view roster building, how I look at the financials and the salary cap. I'm going to open up my world to you. Now, that's enough. That's enough of the sappy music. Mike Reese was paraphrasing there. I don't think that's like a direct quote.
Yeah.
Opening up his world to him. It sounds like he's never done this before. I mean, he's been with McDaniels for like 17 years total.
That's the implication.
And he's already sent him off to be a head coach once without opening his world to him. Now it seems like the true secret to the kingdom is all this stuff that he knows about team building and roster building and salary cap management and all that stuff, and that he's going to finally transfer all that knowledge to Josh McDaniels. And frankly, I'll tell you this. I say this not as an anti-Patriots person. I say this as a concerned football citizen. I don't feel like Josh McDaniels is the guy who should get the benefit of all this.
Okay,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like the fourth favorite son is getting the family business. Yeah, he's a pissant.
He's
an annoying little pissant. And you're going to give him all that knowledge? You're going to give him the nuclear football? No.
But what if it's for Tom Brady? What if Tom Brady and Josh are so close? Because as we've seen in Tom vs. Time, he'll call him. Maybe it's a Tom Brady thing.
What do you mean?
Maybe Tom Brady doesn't want to lose Josh McDaniels, so that causes Belichick
to... I know. Yeah, so he has to do that. No, I'm just saying it's a shame. It's a shame that all this, all this knowledge that Belichick has, that he's kept very close to the vest,
is going to him.
Only he and his right-hand man who just retired.
Ernie Adams.
Ernie Adams is the guy that kind of the MIT dude who's been in the shadows all these years. He just retired. He's going to give all that wealth of information. He's going to let him see the vault, and it's Josh McDaniels. Like, I feel like there are other coaches that if they had the ability to do with that, you know, if you're going to give it to somebody to give all this power and all this information, maybe it's the best for the league that it is Josh McDaniels. Because I don't think Josh McDaniels is going to use it as effectively as some other people might. Like, I'd say even Mike Vrabel. Maybe if he'd given Mike Vrabel a look at the vault or a look at the kingdom, I feel like Mike Vrabel might be able to do more with it.
By the way, I'm still not buying that Mike Vrabel is part of the Belichick coaching tree.
Yeah.
I'm just listening to these national people talk about this in various forums, reading, podcasts, all that kind of stuff. And
Are they just now at this point acting like it is? It's not even a debate point. Like,
exactly.
Oh, he's part of it. Well, this is the thing, though. He had been constantly quizzing Belichick about coaching while he was playing. He'd ask him questions and everything. I feel like he got tutelage from Belichick while he was a player there.
He's like an outer branch on the tree. He is not part of the main structure of the tree.
I'm going to put him in there. I'm going to put him in there because he learned under Belichick for a while, and it wasn't like he decided to go into coaching late. If Vrabel had only decided to go into coaching in like his last year of playing, then I wouldn't have included him in the tree. But a lot of guys, Ted Johnson and others, have said that you could tell he wanted to be a coach the whole time he was playing, and that he was learning and taking notes and asking questions.
Let me put it this way then. He's on the tree, but he is not on the tree the way that McDaniels, O'Brien, Crennel, Patricia are on the tree.
So if Vrabel has success, you're still going to say that for the most part, there's only one, at this point, there's only one former Belichick assistant who has a career winning record, and that's Al Groh,
yes,
with a 9-7 record. Other guys have had winning seasons, but only one has a career winning record as a head coach.
Yes.
So if Vrabel, you're not going to include Vrabel as like one of those Al Groh type guys.
I just think it's different. Just think it's different when you haven't directly coached under Belichick.
Uh-huh.
I just think I could come up with an analogy, but I don't have time to do that right now. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as being an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator under Bill Belichick specifically. And as far as McDaniels goes, real quick, the more I think about it, the more I feel like, man, Josh McDaniels has really, really bet his football future on the Patriots specifically, because nobody in the NFL is going to give him a job after this unless it's somebody who knows him really, really well, like a Pioli.
I don't think so, just because 5 years ago, 10 years ago, people were saying nobody's going to give Josh McDaniels a chance as a coach again.
I wouldn't have said that.
But people said that. Things change, man. It always feels, everybody's always quick to say, this guy will never coach again, this guy will never play again, and then 3 months later you see him.
Rockets wrap up their road trip in Miami with a 109-101 win. Rockets win all four games on the trip. Trevor Ariza, Ryan Anderson, and Eric Gordon all out last night. However, James Harden leads all scorers with 41. Rockets off tonight. They host Denver tomorrow night at the Toyota Center. Rockets also tied with the Warriors in the loss column in the Western Conference. 29 games to play for the Rockets. They also own the tiebreaker against Golden State.
This was a really good win. They've struggled in Miami in the past. This was a late night because they came in off the flight late to Brooklyn the other night, and James Harden was terrific. He had three crazy late threes, especially the last one, which seemed like a real complete heat check that went in. He led the way with 41 points. It was a really nice win considering, again, no Eric Gordon last night with the back tightness, no Ryan Anderson with the ankle, and Ariza is still out with the hamstring, groin, whatever it is.
You know, as
hamstring.
The Heat were reeling the Rockets in, and they went on that 7-0 or 9-0 run or whatever it was in the fourth quarter there, I don't know what it is. I can't really quite place my finger on exactly just how differently I feel about the Rockets in the fourth quarter this year. And I guess it's easy because you know that Chris Paul and James Harden are going to be there back on the floor together. You know, like as the Heat were reeling them in, you still knew Harden was coming back into the picture. And whereas in the past at times, when it looked like they're a little too methodical or they're just taking their time in the fourth quarter, I would freak out about it. Now I just feel like they're just setting up the opponent and off you go. And one thing about it is, as they mentioned over and over again on the broadcast last night, the Heat have been very good in close games. They're much better in the fourth quarter than they are a lot of the rest of the time. So this is not some team where it was a matter of just like, hey, you're the superior team and you took over in the fourth quarter. They've done very well in these clutch moments, and the Rockets just flat out did better last night.
Yesterday on the show, we discussed this quote from radio host Scotty Farrell.
Meanwhile, he keeps getting fat extensions down there for whatever reason. My boy plays for him, you know, Kush. And let's just say, I don't want to put anything on him. Let's just say I've had conversations with him that haven't been very pleasant regarding the head coach down there.
That's radio host Scotty Farrell talking about Brian Cushing's feelings on Bill O'Brien. Well, as the show went off the air, Brian Cushing tweeted his response to the quote saying, quote, zero truth to that. Always liked and respected OB and always will. If you guys have questions, just call me. Thanks. Scotty Farrell then doubled down and said, ask him if they, the Texans, want all their signing bonus money back from him after they do him. The last year for him, there was a nightmare. He wants to come home. Simple as that. They'll screw him. Count on it. He deserves better. Of course, he'll deny it. There's a lot of money involved. We reached out to Scotty Farrell to have him on the show. He politely declined because he says that he doesn't want to push this any further. After he pushed it further, Brian Cushing, we're out too. We've left a message and we've contacted him as well. Still no word from him.
The oven is, or something, we got the
it sounds like, look, Scott Farrell can't be trusted to talk about anything off the record. Basically, my message to athletes is don't ever tell Scott Farrell anything off the record, because little casual discussions will blow up into ridiculousness. Just absolutely ridiculous here.
And it feels like Farrell has no clue what actually happened with Cushing this year. This guy was popped for PEDs and he got a 10-game suspension. He's acting like they screwed him, like they threw him, like they falsely imprisoned him or something for 10 games.
And my take remains the same. I don't trust Scott Farrell's interpretation of whatever conversation he had with Cushing. And I don't care what Cushing said to Farrell about O'Brien in one particular conversation. That's not the same as like your global feelings. I've told stories about Coughlin where people, I'm sure, would have assumed that I just despise Coughlin because he's done some aggressive things at times. But that's not the case, obviously.
Houston Astros have a new slogan. Last year it was earn history. This year it's never settle. And speaking of the Astros, in 10 minutes we'll give you an opportunity to meet and greet one of the great Astros of all time, Craig Biggio.
That's true. Yes.
Oh!
Never settle. I still haven't. I got my gift card from Dick's Sporting Goods, and
the one that I got
as part of that little whole scenario.
After they mistakenly gave a really good offer on
really
Astros memorabilia, they ended up giving it. You got your gift card. A lot of other people hadn't gotten it yet, or
I think most
people
this point,
have gotten their gift cards back. Okay.
Long story short, I've ordered compression shorts and a T-shirt, but it's a T-shirt of a different team.
What are you gonna do with compression shorts?
That's a good question. I'm gonna figure that out once I get them. I'm gonna figure that out.
I mean, the answer is simple. What you do with them? I'm just just asking if you're going to actually put them to use.
That's another good question.
If you've been working out so hard, you've come perilously close to pulling a hammy.
We're going to see if I use these Syracuse Orange branded compression shorts.
Sweet. You're going to wear shorts over them? Or you're just going to go out?
No, I'm going to wear
shorts
over
them.
You're
going to go running in the park with just your compression shorts?
And the rest of the headlines, the Seattle Seahawks traded quarterback Russell Wilson. No, they didn't trade him, actually. I'm just kidding. The Texas Rangers trade him. They have his baseball rights. He goes to the New York Yankees for future considerations. And former U of H quarterback Greg Ward gets a new contract with the Philadelphia Eagles a few days after winning a Super Bowl ring as a member of their practice squad.
Mark Vandermeer in at the top of the hour. Here's what we have to do. We have to rate a Paul Gallant song about Nick Foles.
Ooh.
And not only a new slogan, the Astros have new food items. Would you eat this? Are you a fan of this? You're in the loop. Just kidding. Mad Radio, Sports Radio.